Good morning.
Hey, you got some information on Moderna's Omicron COVID-19 booster. All we need to know, it's been introduced to our vaccine program, hasn't it?
It has. It's a new one. So this one, it's much like the original Moderna,
yep.
The primary booster shot and the booster. It contains a genetic blueprint that, when they're injected into our muscle, it prompts our body to construct copies of the COVID spike protein, which then alert our immune system to produce antibodies that form an immune memory of that original spike protein. So then if we become in contact with the virus, with the real COVID virus, it can then react to that, neutralise it, or, you know, get rid of it. So this second Moderna contains that original spike protein for the original COVID, the Delta strain COVID-2. It also contains a blueprint for the Omicron subvariant, which is really, really important because that one is so contagious, so much more contagious than the first one, you know, so that'll help us to protect us against that.
We keep on top of it because we've had less and less cases recently, but it doesn't mean that we become complacent, doesn't it? We've still got to keep on top of it.
We do still have to keep on top of it. There is a new strain sort of making its way around Europe and the UK at the moment. It will obviously get here eventually, when we don't know. Everyone has been talking about a new strain in the next few months, so it'll be interesting to see what comes. We are going into summer, not that it feels like it today, but summer is around the corner. That may help us a little bit.
So I'm thinking with this combination booster, the Moderna Omicron COVID-19 booster, it has been introduced in various parts of the world, so it's our turn to become accustomed to it now.
Exactly right, exactly. So with this new one, it can be used for a booster only. It cannot be used as part of your primary course. There's not very many people out there that haven't had a primary course yet, though. So everyone is generally looking at their third or fourth vaccination.
Or still waiting. Maybe they've had three and they might have picked up COVID, so they've got to wait now that 3 months to get their fourth booster shot. Can it be administered at the same time as non-COVID vaccines, Catherine?
It can be. We are doing it quite regularly with the flu vaccine. We've also been doing it with Boostrix, with the whooping cough one. You know, it can be. That's not a problem at all. And there are lots of rumours out there that next year the COVID and the flu vaccine will all be in one, which that will be terrific, much easier for everybody involved.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. But otherwise, when you go in for your flu vaccine next year, you very well might be due for another COVID vaccine,
yep,
as well.
And you can get that administered from your GP or pop into your local pharmacy.
And, you know, everybody's doing such a good job hand sanitising, keeping the distance from people. So just keep on doing that. You know, there's so many Christmas parties that will be just around the corner, and, you know, it's just one thing to keep in the back of your mind.
We can wander into Dixon's Guardian Pharmacy, Goldie Street, Wynyard. Your hours of operation there, Catherine?
8:30 till 6, Monday to Friday, 9 till 12 on Saturday, and 9:30 till 12:30 on Sunday.
You have a great day.
Thank you, you too.